Welcome into the 2021 high school football preseason show on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLAM. Sports Director Daniel Versteeg, joined by the head coach of the Marcus Merritt and Cleghorn Remsen Union Royals, head coach Kyle Oswald. His Royals team went 1-7 last year, losing in the first round of the playoffs to Hartley Melvin Sanborn, now gearing up for the 2021 high school football season. And coach, as I was looking at last year's team, you guys were very young skill position wise. You just had one senior receiver in Cade Pepper, but the majority of your talent on that offensive and defensive side of the ball were younger players. How difficult was it for your team last year to get past some of those growing pains that comes with having a younger team?
Well, we've kind of had that the last few years. Our current seniors have been playing a lot and or starting since they were freshmen. So we've had a young team for the last 3-4 years now that have had to take their bumps and bruises along the way. So in that season that you're going through that, it's hard. It's hard to keep your head up. It's hard to keep encouraging these guys. And yet they've been out year after year. They've wanted to play every game they could, even when the numbers didn't support it. And so now that they're at that senior level, we've got some seniors and juniors now that know our system a lot better, and at least for a first week of practice, looked a lot more crisp than in years past for that first week, which is still just week one, so there's a lot to go on that. But I guess I would say we're cautiously optimistic that we're going to make a step forward this year.
Yeah, what signs, I guess, specifically having a couple weeks of practice under your belt, what kind of things can you point to specifically as saying, yeah, this looks pretty good from your senior class or from anybody on your squad?
The biggest thing right now that we've seen an improvement to this point, I guess, would already be just the mental aspect. Fewer questions are being asked, that's a good thing, bad thing. We want questions early on, but we know more of the system. We're able to run through plays and everything with our upper guys without having to stop and explain and teach the basics to them, and that gives us more chance to build into the younger guys and talk them through why we're doing certain things. That's the nicest thing for me, is to be able to sit back and watch these guys and not have to explain why we're doing this, or have to even, I don't want to say argue, but debate with them why they think that their way isn't as good as our way. They're just, they're adhering to the system, they're excited about things, and it's a lot less correction time.
Coming off a one-win year, coach, I think some programs would probably have an issue with, you know, guys being motivated maybe to, you know, to get better when the wins aren't coming. What have you seen out of your group, you know, having a down year last year? Have you seen that motivation build to try and, you know, come through and be better this year?
Well, in all actuality, last year was a building up year as well. We only had a one win season, but the previous two seasons we didn't even have a single win. So we were in a couple of games, we won a game, and it has, and that was with the COVID year and with injuries and everything as well. So that was a good platform, I think, to encourage a lot of our guys. And in the past, it was, how am I going to keep these guys, I don't know if entertained is the right word, but motivated. And what are we going to do to ensure that they stay out? And that's not a question I have had come through my head at all. We've got excitement. We've got guys that have seen just all of our male programs starting to build, from basketball to track to baseball, have started to see an uptick in some success. We're starting to get some guys that more guys just out across all of our male sports becoming the MMCRU that we want to, instead of just kind of holding on to our past ideas or successes or failures or whatever might be in between. We are MMCRU now, and it's great to see those guys get a little success in other sports, and I hope and pray and believe that it'll propel us here in football and moving into our future in all sports.
For sure. Once again, we're chatting with MMCRU head football coach Kyle Oswald as his team gets ready for the 2021 season. That's looking past a little bit at your program. Now let's try and look forward here. I know you only have a couple weeks of practice under your belt. You don't have any game action yet, but in looking at your team so far, what do you think are going to be your biggest strengths on the football field, both on the offensive end and the defensive end this year?
One of the biggest strengths I think we're going to have that we haven't had in a while is the ability to rotate guys in. We had been playing maybe 12 to 15 guys total offensively and defensively. So most guys playing both sides of the ball are just dragging by the third and fourth quarters. And right now we've got opportunities, I think, for some younger guys, some newer guys to step in and give a blow here or there. And we can feel confident we can send somebody in for a play or two to hold their own instead of just looking up and down the sidelines and going, oh, no, who are we going to throw in there to get fed to the wolves? So that's our biggest step forward, I think, right now. And if we can iron out a few more details and feel comfortable about that, we've got our first full padded contest or full padded practice here today, and then we've got a scrimmage on Friday, and if we can get through those things unscathed, then I think we'll be able to iron out a depth chart a little bit more and get even more excited for game one.
You know, I was looking at going back a little bit to last year, I was noticing that you had a lot of senior linemen. What do you see out of your offensive line, your defensive line, considering there were a good chunk of seniors on that line last year?
It's kind of a hodgepodge, but at the same time, the bulk of them had seen some varsity time. We had a couple guys that were freshmen last year, sophomores this year, that are starting O-linemen, and they got a lot of work last year. And while it was difficult at times to send them out there, they held their own, and that made them work harder for their off seasons, I believe. And they're excited sophomores that are wanting to step up and lead and be energetic. We moved a few guys around, asked them if they'd be willing to look at some different positions, and I've had guys that have been it's been encouraging to me. It's one of those things I don't look forward to having those conversations, and I have had guys that are willing and able and do so with a smile on their face, and I would say our program is starting to grow in the way we want it to. Even we've got a senior coming up this year who has never gone out for football before in high school, and now he is, and he's excited about it, and we're excited to have him. And so our program is growing just that camaraderie, and we're excited about that and excited what that can propel us to.
We've looked at the team as a whole. Now, if I can ask you to kind of look at the individual level as you've kind of watched your team practice and obviously having the knowledge of the last couple of years, who individually is standing out to you when it comes to their play on the field, their leadership? Who are kind of the guys that you are looking for to have a big season?
Right now, I guess I'm looking more as a whole, but I've got a couple seniors that are going to be kept. I hate to look at the individual aspect because I want to be a full team heading forward, and so I guess we'll kind of see that as it develops. I guess I don't have a bunch of names I want to throw out there because I don't want anybody feel like they're more important than anybody or less important. So I think as the season progresses, you might see some of those individuals step out, but I want to put it on all of our seniors and all of our upperclassmen to just be leaders, and that's not just making the tackles or scoring the touchdowns. That's encouraging our young guys, that's keeping their noses clean, that's making sure their grades are okay, and really being part of that. So maybe in a few weeks I'd have a better answer for you, but right now I want to put that onus on everybody equally.
Absolutely. That's understandable here as You're just getting ready to start the year game-wise in a couple weeks. One final thing for you. This is a different year for the smaller classes of high school football. You only get 8 regular season games, but they doubled the amount of postseason participants. As you look at how this regular season could turn out and how your district looks, I guess where do you see the district kind of falling into place with the likes of HMS and South O'Brien as postseason participants last year? How do you think Class A District 1 could look if you had your guess on it?
As far as who's going to be more towards the higher end?
Yeah, I guess what are you seeing as some of the top teams in the district? Yeah.
Well, if I'm basing solely on last year, I'd say what you had mentioned. I think HMS is the team to beat in our district. Mm-hmm. I think it's something to where if we get rolling, we're going to find our stride and hopefully be able to compete with everybody in our district. But HMS right now, in my mind, is the team to beat. South O'Brien's always tough and up there. They've got a good, consistent program there. Galen can never be discounted. They've got a coach who I know did a great deal last year as far as winning that first round. When I don't think a lot of people thought they would, and beating out to really who's now in our district, and they've got a fairly solid program there. They'll have years where I think just 2 or 3 years ago they were in the quarterfinals looking to go to the Dome possibly. They got upset in the first round to a Dome team. But they can be solid there. And I guess also, who am I forgetting? I know there's somebody I'm forgetting. Hinton will surprise that they have years where they're just stellar. And, and last year, I know they got hit hard by COVID. So to me, they're a big question mark. And I don't want to just like with individual things, I don't want to leave anybody out and make anybody feel slighted to give any extra motivation towards us. But
sure.
I guess in my mind, HMS is probably the team to beat in the district, and the rest of us are going to be gunning for them, as well as from MMCRU perspective, I think we're the team that everybody wants to have for homecoming, and we are going to welcome that this year because we want to upset them.
Absolutely. Well, I know the goal is to be that team that spoils the party for everybody, and we hope that's the case for you, Coach. We appreciate your time, and best of luck this season to you guys.
All right. Thank you very much.
That was head coach Kyle Oswald, the head coach of the MMCRU Royals, previewing his 2021 season here on KLAM. Royals open up their season Friday, August 27th against the Braves of Cherokee at 7 o'clock. Again, thanks to Coach Kyle Oswald for joining us here on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLAM.